This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
It's snuck up. It's a bit like Christmas, you know, the build-up is nearly as much fun as the event itself. It's really building up now.
Does it help that it's a tried and tested routine? Yes, sadly, as we know, there have been one or two high-profile names that will be missing. But, you know, this is a well-oiled machine, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a routine. We know everyone in the yard. We have a good team there, and everyone knows what to do and when to do it and where to do it, which is very important. You know, it's a bit different this year. As you said, we're missing a couple of names, but it just emphasises how lucky we've been for the last 4 or 5 years that we've been able to get nearly every horse we've wanted to Cheltenham, to Cheltenham.
How hard in the scheme of things is it now to work out the right race? I'm thinking particularly, you know, you look at all those novices, you've got entries in, there are several of them that have got two or three entries. Is that the hardest part? You think you don't want to come away from Cheltenham thinking, if only we'd gone for the Albert Bartlett.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, from our point of view, it's great that there's more races, but as you say, it does make things a little more difficult. And, you know, sometimes the likes of Nicholas Canyon, we ran him in the Neptune, and maybe we should have ran him in the Supreme. But you're going to have that. And I think my father has a good record of getting it right. He has an annoying habit of being right at home anyway, and he's generally not too far off.
Duvan, of course, the standard bearer. And, you know, you're a Group 1 winner on Duvan, thinking back over it. But, I mean, that's some horse to lead the parade.
Yeah, he's just, you know, it's fantastic to have him. And now, that, you know, the likes of, obviously, Hurricane Fly and Kivega are gone, and Annie Power and Faheen are out, you really start to, not that we didn't appreciate him, but you really start to appreciate him even more now. So hopefully he can go and do what he does. And we've never won a champion chase, so to win one would be very, very special.
Has he found it hard the last couple of months? Because he's made, unfortunately, you know, he's made more phone calls to Rich Ritchie than he would have wanted to in any set of circumstances over the last 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, look, it's not easy. But as I said, we've been incredibly lucky over the last few years. And my father's been in this game long enough to know that you have to take the ups with the downs. And we're not getting the rub of the green this year, but we've been incredibly lucky the last few years, so we can't complain overall.
Now, racing has a strange habit, doesn't it? You know, you think you've had a season with some downs in and suddenly it comes right. And the one thing that would crown it would be if this is Jack Adams' year.
Yeah, I mean, a third time lucky would be fantastic. We've been very close in the Gold Cup. We've never actually got there. And, you know, last year when he got the fall in the Betbright Chase, he got a bad cut in between his legs. And that's just what meant he didn't have a particularly ideal preparation. So there is a little room for improvement. He's only 8. The two horses that have beaten him in the Gold Cups aren't there. And looks a very open year. So for me, he has as good a chance as any other horse.
I mean, do you sense both the champion? I mean, obviously the decision on Limini is are we here likely to be next week? And the Gold Cup are wide open.
They're definitely wide open. They're going to be big fields. And, you know, Limini was incredibly impressive in Punchdown. It's hard to know what to make of Vapa's Jade. You know, was that her true running? Possibly not.
It was very wet, wasn't it?
It was. And they were on the very inside track in Punchdown, which isn't really Punchdown. It was more like a track around Tramore or Wexford. It was a very unusual track. But Limini has to be considered to go for it. And as you said, we have till next week to decide.
But a Gold Cup that's wide open too, you know, with all question marks about a few of them as well. You're going there with hopes of another really big week.
We are. You know, I mean, it's funny, the expectation now is always there. And if we got 3 or 4 winners, which would be fantastic. But some people would say, oh, that's a little disappointing. So, you know, you have to live with that. But it's probably a good position to be in. But hopefully we can get a bit of luck and come away with a few winners.
Dad's on 48. I know to get to 50 would be special.
It would. I mean, you know, if we can get a winner on the first day, it just makes things a lot easier. So hopefully we can get one out of the way on the first day.
So let's talk bumpers. I thought Get a Bird might be yours. Sadly, that's not going to make it. But there are several others here that would certainly go to post if that's the way they go with big chances.
Yeah, unfortunately, Get a Bird, but it's only a little injury. He'll be fine for next year. Carter McKay has obviously been the one who's took the eye. He won at Leopardstown at Christmas. To be honest, I was a little disappointed with him there. I thought he'd win much easier, but the horse that was second has come out and won very impressively since. And obviously, Carter McKay won incredibly impressively in Nace. Now, it was a very slowly run race. I don't think Joseph's horse ran to form, so I would have expected him to beat the two other horses like he did. But he can do no more than that. He's by Martline, who has a great record at Cheltenham. And he'd be a fantastic ride in the bumper.
And the thing you know about the bumper is, because unlike some of these small fields, at least they're going to go lickety-split. At least you know exactly what sort of a race you're going to get, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a rough race. I mean, it's not called a bumper for no reason, you know. And they go, like, it's like the Charge of the Light Brigade, and you need a horse who's very mature and who doesn't lose the head. I've ridden a few horses there, like Sicilian Secret and David Lifetime, who just didn't handle the race and the build-up. But I think Carter McKay is quite a relaxed horse, and I'd be hopeful he would handle it.
You're looking forward to it, aren't you? I can just tell that lovely twinkles in P. Mullin's eye again.
Oh, sure. Look, this is, as I said, this is Christmas for us, and the whole year revolves around it. And yes, there's pressure, but I think that's the way you need it.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.